Watch what crap happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from BeatsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on this lovely Friday is the one and only, the perfectly lovely, yacht-going, luggage-demanding Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rosebud Special Podcast.
What's up? Oh, man.
I'm sorry I haven't taken your luggage downstairs yet.
Oh, my God. I hate this. I hate this. Like, I literally hate this. I hate it.
Man.
Yeah.
You know the best thing about Below Deck is that these people actually have to pay to go on this show. It's not like someone says, oh, you're great. You're going to be great for this show. You want to come on? No, they still rent that yacht.
Yeah.
And that someone is this big of an asshole just naturally and actually pays to be this big of an asshole. Oh, Lord.
They pay for America to see them being an asshole. Yeah, that is the joy of Below Deck, part of the joy. So, yeah, today we are here to discuss some Below Deck, followed by the Crappens mailbag. I guess that's pretty much all there is because, you know, it's Friday. So why don't we just dive into Below Deck, shall we?
Let's do it, please.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm down for it. So that's the Below Deck music to me.
Yeah, every time. I love it. Yeah. So let's see. This opens with where we left off last week, where Kate was like, now listen, Jen. I'm going to give you a list of things to do, and I don't need to be telling you 5 million times, because if you don't know how to do your job, I can't teach you now, or whatever.
One thing I love about Below Deck is it's probably the only show that could ever make filling up a carafe of orange juice a cliffhanger for a whole week. I need you to fill up this carafe with orange juice, please. Can you squeeze that? Next week on Below Deck, will she fill the carafe?
So Jen is cleaning, and she's that kid you make clean the kitchen because they fucked up during the day, which I was that kid.
Yeah,
like 4 out of 5 nights on the weekdays at my house. And she's that one. He's just like, meh, and she wipes the counter, and like, meh, and she knocks shit over on the counter.
She's basically like middle school Ben mowing the lawn, which is that my dad would say, Benjamin, it's time for you to mow the lawn. And I would get out there and I'd be like, and I'm like, I need a break. And then I'd like, go out there, I need another break. And then like, Dad, I ran over a rock. The lawnmower's not working right anyway. It doesn't work. It caught on fire, you know, and like I would prolong what would just take a simple hour to do. And I'd turn it into like an all day affair. And then I'd be like, Dad, doesn't work. Yes, lawnmower's broken, Dad.
I was the least successful weed puller on Mount Cristo Ray Lane growing up. I would have to pull weeds. I would barely get one out. And then I'd be like, my back hurts. My hands hurt. But I couldn't come back inside. So I would like go hide in the corners of the exterior of the house wherever there was shade. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, the God, desert is hot. Okay? That is not cute.
Listen, I was an expert at tromping around and just being like, I need a break. I was just like the worst lawnmower. And I remember when I got to being like 18, I was like, oh, it turns out that if you just mow the lawn, it takes about an hour. That's really easy.
I hated those fucking punishment chores so bad that I used to tell you when I watched Little Orphan Annie, I used to dream that I was adopted because I thought, you know, whoever my real parents are would accept my humor and not expect me to pull weeds, okay? I would do anything to get out of that fucking house except garden. Yeah. I would work any job, but never weed pulling. Never again. I don't care.
Well, I luckily did not have to pull weeds. I merely had to mow the lawn, which had its own challenges. But like our childhoods, Jen is suffering with the kitchen cleaning, and she's like, so she does all these things, and then it's like 2:45 in the morning, and she finally gets around to making the orange juice, and she can't find the oranges. She's like, where are the oranges? God forbid she actually opens up a cabinet. So she just writes a letter being like, dear Kate, it's 3 a.m., there are no oranges, I have to go to sleep, because my daughter...
I have a daughter, good night.
So she goes to bed, Nico and Brianna wake up and enjoy the sunrise together. Blindside's husband comes in. He's like, I want 2 hot glasses of orange juice. It's like, that big guy is not a morning person. That's for damn sure.
He's definitely not. So he's ready for his orange juice. Meanwhile, Captain Lee is sitting there with binoculars looking at who knows why. He's like, I can see every goddamn detail on that beach right now. These goddamn binoculars are a miracle of mankind. So,
someone who understands diabetes, you know, from just an age point of view, you might not want to start with orange juice in the morning. You goddamn idiot.
So Bree's like, sure, I'll make some orange juice. And then, of course, the craft is empty because it's like, I couldn't find the oranges. So Bree just opens up like a drawer and finds 10 oranges, you know? They're like falling out of every single opening.
She's like, can you believe this? She could not find oranges. There were some here. There are some downstairs. And the chef's like, not the sharpest tool in the shed, eh? I was like, whoa. Chef, that's bad. Talking while he's sober.
That's bad when the vanilla ice cream forgetting chef shames you for not finding oranges.
And the vanilla ice cream sold chef is getting bitchy about you.
Everything is vanilla about him except the actual ice cream. So so Nico is now like, Nico's doing something and his girlfriend Melissa's texting like, hi, and he's just fully ignoring her. And instead he's talking to Baker and he's like, yeah, every sunrise and sunset on this boat is epic. And Baker's like, yeah,
you know what? Yeah, that's why I can't do sitting. I can't sit down.
Babe, you drive all over the country in an RV. Like, you've chosen an entire life of sitting down. What are you talking about?
So Nico is talking about, like, whether or not he's going to go to the city after yachting season, etc.
Then we get EJ in the morning.
EJ in the morning.
He's like, hey, Kate, how are you on this lovely day?
She's like, gross. Oh, I'm good, thanks. Thank you for asking, EJ.
Is he an addict to methamphetamines? Anybody? Anybody.
She's like, I'm great.
Oh, so awkward dealing with such a positive person. Because you don't want to destroy it, you know? Right. Like, of course, a part of any sarcastic, evil person, of course we want to destroy it. We want to destroy that sunshine. I want to be the cloud in front of that because your sunshine shouldn't be allowed to shine all over everybody when they don't want it. You know, give me an umbrella.
Well, you know what? I think here's the thing. One of life's great joys, if you're Kate Chastain, is knowing when you can rain on that sunshine. And she knows it's too early. So she's just going to let that sun just rise and rise and rise for the perfect moment for her to say, you know, just to basically cut him down. And
yeah, she's going to wait until that sunshine is at its strongest.
Yes.
Then she's going to geoengineer a goddamn rain cloud that won't leave for days. God bless her for it.
Exactly. So now there's like a deck meeting, and Nico's essentially running it because EJ's like, all right, he's on a power trip, so I'm just going to let him call shots here, make him feel better, you know.
Let the little child play in the playpen. Okay, EJ's getting crazier by the episode, and I think it's just because we're noticing his eyes and his expressions now.
Yeah.
And last week, Kate said that he was like Ned Flanders. He's a really terrifying Ned Flanders. He's got an intensity to his niceness that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's well, because his eyebrows sort of go up and so does his hair. He's like, on this a little bit. We're gonna do a tech meeting.
And his eyes bug out, but he does that like squint over the bugged eyes, but it still can't hide the irises. It's terrifying. He's a terrifying person. That's the guy who will end up killing the entire family he just married into, a la stepfather. You know?
Exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, whichever you choose to reference.
Or the revamp with Penn Badgley. So Bruno is pulls up an anchor.
He would be a Penn Badgley. He seems like a Penn. Like, hey, my name is Penn. I'm like, oh, God.
Penn Badgley, he doesn't want to talk about Gossip Girl years anymore. He wants to focus on his music. Shut up, Penn Badgley. You were the worst part about Gossip Girl, and I don't even want to talk about it. Like, you ruined it for all of us, so you talk about it when we want you to talk about it.
Wait, which one was Penn?
He was, like, the poor from Brooklyn.
Oh, the poor one. Oh, shut up. Yeah. At least your sister's making an effort in the world, Penn.
You know, it's like, I had to sit and suffer through your high-minded, sanctimonious bullshit, being like, oh, you shouldn't be drinking, because I live in Brooklyn, and I know the real value of life, and you are just being immature, Serena. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, he was obnoxious. Like, your daughter is selling her soul to be a popular girl. It's called the American way, sir.
Yeah, exactly, his sister. Yeah, and I was never... Jenny,
oh, what did I
Jenny,
say, daughter?
Yeah, Jenny was a hero. Oh, Jenny also... I think Jenny was influenced by Penn Badgley, because then she got her own Mike Shoehead raccoon eyes and decided to become a musician herself, and they basically fired her from that show. But, like, Jenny used to be my favorite character, and she got ruined, too. But Penn Badgley, I'm saying. That's my theory. No evidence for that. I'm just going to say
so basically,
an umbrella effect. And then Vanessa.
EJ ruined Gossip Girl. That's what we're saying. Yeah. EJ ruined Gossip Girl. So Baker's working with EJ, and EJ's like, oh, the rope, huh? Well, skirtly dirtly, neighbor. Great job on that tie-off. And she's like, yeah, oh, yeah, I prefer EJ, you know, he's more level-headed, I guess we'd say. Oh, yeah!
I loved her enthusiasm, because he's basically, because he's like, so this is the way I like to roll up a tarp, you know, because when you roll up like this, when you just unfurl it, just unfurl it like, brrr, and she goes, yeah! that high that only comes from an easily unfurling tarp.
He goes, oh, wow, I think everyone's graduated. And she goes, yeah, from rookie league to less rookie. I love Baker. I write down every single line Baker says.
Which are basically her just going, yeah!
Yeah!
So now the boat
docks. And of course these two are going to be together, because they're like the most positive people in the world.
Yeah, and very goofy. So now the boat docks, and it's time to pack. And Leanne's like, I want to take Kate in my suitcase. I want to take it right with me. I'm going to adopt her too. We call it the Kate side.
Lord knows. I mean, it's like fitting the size of a sandwich in here, which she needs. Hey, if we take Kate, can we also fit a Subway sandwich in here?
Would she get upset if we reference Subway? It's another mode of transportation. I know she's a yacht primarily.
He's like, well, I wouldn't have chosen Subway like this. It's like, okay, husband, shut up. Yeah. Okay, you're not the reason anybody's famous in this group.
I'd like to point out. We had the same transition. You're like, also, and I'm like, I'd like to point out.
Yeah, I want to see if yours is the same.
Mine's very specific, which is that they docked next to a yacht called the Cyrene. And it had papyrus font. And I'm like, now why, if you are going to spend $100 million on a yacht, why would you have the SS Cyrene in papyrus? It's honestly like SNL just had a skit about it like 2 weeks ago about papyrus. Why is it in papyrus? Something is in papyrus. What was it? What was the SNL skit about papyrus?
I don't know. I don't watch that one anymore. Oh, not out of hilarious. Hate, everybody. Just because I'm bored. But I like that. What was I going to say? Hold on. Papyrus. Oh, I was going to laugh because I thought it was hilarious when the internet totally turned on this woman last week after the episode, because she was like, hey, boat people. And that girl needs a sandwich. The internet was like, fuck you, you stupid bitch. They all went crazy on her, which I thought she was just being like, good-natured little ribbon. Speaking of ribbon, I've never seen so many ribs on an adult. Are you okay, huh? Would you like a side of anything carbohydrate-based?
You know, people
see a problem.
People on the internet, including us, are ridiculous because we're like, how obnoxious saying she needs to eat. Like, that's ridiculous when we all know that we would be the ones on a boat if we saw someone's going to be like, she needs to eat something. Okay, so we all would do it. Okay, everyone relax.
Yeah, to be fair, we've also said, you don't need to eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, I think I said it last week to the husband. I was like, guess what? You don't need vanilla ice cream, okay? You don't. Yeah. Just consider the bananas Foster sans ice cream your diet plan.
You know what? I would really like a sandwich right now, to be honest.
Me too. I would love a sandwich.
I really love a sandwich. Oh, my God. I might go to I might go to All About the Bread after this. By the way, the papyrus thing on SNL was they did a skit about someone being deeply troubled about the fact that Avatar, the font for Avatar, was papyrus. Like, why? The most successful movie of all time. Why would they choose papyrus?
Well, when you spend that much, it's hard. You know, fonts are very expensive. If you're using a font that's not in your regular Photoshop collection, they're really expensive. They'll be like $500. Wait a minute. Wait. This is basically a Helvetica knockoff.
But like, on a yacht, I mean, can't you just like maybe like cut the lapis lazuli budget by $500 that we can get a better font for the outside of the out of the yacht?
No, like 90% of mansions you'll see, if you look really closely, their outdoor patio lighting is from Home Depot. It's like the cheapest shit from Home Depot. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like they all have the same backsplash from Flipper Flop.
Yes,
it's like, totally. Toric, I got subway tile for the backsplash. I think it'd be really cool. And there's going to be some Moroccan inserts. It's like that. Yes, clearly you have a deal with the subway tile manufacturer. You have an entire, like shipping container full of subway tile, because you always announce it like it's a big surprising motherfucking deal. Like, I have a great idea. Subway tile. Let's put subway tile in the shower too, but we'll put it vertically. Ooh. Yes, I actually really enjoy subway tile backsplash. So, okay.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I also really enjoyed Tarek and that crazy lady's breakup. That was really fun. I love the hatred from the backseat while she was pregnant. It's like my favorite thing on any show.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to track that relationship as it continues to fall apart.
Yeah. So Sandy Bullock is packing, you know, trying to make up to the internet and be nice. And she's like, can we put you in a suitcase? And Kate's like, no need. I'll just walk off confidently. They won't do the math.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when a guest leaves, you just get sad because you're left with your inexperienced asshole crew members. Why take me with you?
So Sandy's like, y'all did a great job. I wouldn't be prouder of a crew if I gave birth to it myself. You've all been adopted. Harvey Weinstein will be sending us a contract. I answered my door. I said, who could that be? It's Harvey. It's Harvey Weinstein. That's who.
I'll tell you one thing. That man is a gentleman. You heard it here first.
You know, that guy just needs a hug. He asked me for a massage. Isn't that the sweetest thing ever?
He asked me if I could take care of his potted plants. I think that's what he said. Something about a potted plant.
You know, he had so many nuts, he just wanted to empty some nut with me. That is the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You know, I remember the first time I offered him Bananas Foster. He said he'll show me his Banana Foster and his special vanilla ice cream. I thought, that's so great. See, you know, he's great. He would have been such a great addition to this charter. Although, hey, don't serve him that chocolate.
Hey, I'll tell you a secret, Kate. His wasn't real vanilla ice cream either. What?
It was the strangest thing, because after he left, I looked in the potted plant. He put the vanilla ice cream in the potted plant. I said, why, Harvey? Why? Well, he was gone.
So wrong and gross. So let's see. She's like, everybody, you did a great job. And Kate's like,
there are times when your guests are so amazing, you're sorry to see them go, because you know you're just stuck with your idiot asshole crew.
And Sandy's like, y'all did a great job. And her big ass husband's like, except for the ice cream. Good Lord, man.
That would be me. I'd be like, I cannot let this go. Someone has to know that there is an issue here. He served chocolate ice cream.
He's never going to let it go. Get out of here. So
I wouldn't let it go. I'm going to harp on it the whole rest of the season. Look, we've already made fun of this chef a million times for that vanilla ice cream situation.
I know, but our biggest disagreements in this entire season of Below Deck has been ice cream.
Well, this guy has messed up ice cream twice, which is the thing that you should never even mess up. Like, you can't mess up ice cream. Yeah, but either way, well, so Jen, meanwhile, we should mention the fact that, you know, Jen, since she went to sleep at 3, she woke up at around like 11:30. So she woke up just in time to be like, bye. And then as soon as everyone leaves, she's like, oh, I need a Red Bull. I'm so tired. And they're like, you just woke up.
And Kate's like, yeah, basically, she's just acting exhausted. Everyone else has done all the work the whole morning. Yeah. And Kate's like, because we see EJ trying to be nice to Nico, and Nico's still just being a total asshole to him. That's and Kate's funny. Like, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say that Nico is so nice in real life, but he really is He really is being petulant on this season.
Yeah, he's being a little shithead. It's hilarious. Oh, and next week he's bringing his brother on, and they're going to be shitheads together.
I know, and his brother was so nice. And that's funny because we met the brother before we ever saw him on Below Deck. So my impression of the brother, he was really nice. Like, so nice. I mean, they were both so friendly. So I love that, like, the preview for next week is like, dun, 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 double the asshole. I'm like, what? Okay, yeah. I'm down.
But it's duty, you know, to stand up for your sibling. It's like, just be an asshole whoever your sibling is mad at. It doesn't mean you have to be right.
Yeah, it'll be fun to
watch. Yeah, he is being a little shithead on this one.
Yeah.
And so Kate's like,
I feel bad for EJ because it's like middle school. Nico's just icing him out. I will find a way to make it up to him.
So the captain brings them all up for a meeting, and he's like, great job, everyone. We got the big things down. We didn't crash the boat. No one drowned. That's great. Now let's concentrate on the small things, like ice cream. Am I right? God damn it.
Matt's like, oh, geez, G Willikers. I'm never going to live that down, huh? Oh, man.
We got an... G Willikers.
You know, it almost, it's funny, you know, you have one ice cream mess up and it just seems to cancel an entire season of lovely Caesar salads.
That was actually two ice cream disasters, so.
Caesar salads and meatballs and spaghetti. Everyone forgot about them.
Want to make some more eggs for breakfast? Maybe?
So they get their tip. They get their tip. It's $21,000. And Bruno goes, $21,000? That's a lot of pasta. I was like, I didn't really get it, but I appreciated it. It is a lot of pasta.
You do not eat a lot of pasta, sir.
Yeah.
I can see like 20 packs on your stomach.
Yeah.
And the captain's there's like, no all evidence
right, of well, go out there. And have a good time over there, but don't get thrown in jail because I don't do bail money. And Kate's like, it's true.
But he does do baleen money. He just loves blue whales.
He will bring you Baileys while you're in jail, but you are going to learn your lesson. I'll tell you that much.
He will make you roll some bales of hay. So
Nico's whine yelling on the phone to his girlfriend. Now, this is my favorite thing that guys do when we act like assholes. Total assholes, like no excuse.
Yeah.
He's basically been cheating on your ass openly on camera, ignoring your texts daily on camera. And now, when she finally gets a hold of you, the guy will make himself the victim. And it's so wrong. He's like, what? I'm working. What?
He's like, you know I'm working right now.
God.
You already know how it goes.
Hey, by the way, did you know Somewhere Over the Rainbow has only one chord? Well, I learned it. Gotta go.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Listen, Nico, this is your... I mean... It's one thing if it's like your mom being like, okay, I need to talk to you. Okay, how do I turn on the Apple TV? Be like, mom, but it's your girlfriend. She's like, not to be all EJ, but like, she's kind of texting you. You gotta text her back.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to make you crazy and insecure and then act like I can't take that you're crazy and insecure.
Yeah, exactly.
Good job. Yeah. Nice job gaslighting. It's classic male behavior. We all learned it at a young age. Thank you for helping it live on, Nico.
So now, speaking of girlfriends, here's a hilarious scene. Matt finally gets a hold of his ex, Samantha. He's the one that all last episode, he's been texting, being like, can we talk? 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 So she's finally like, ugh. She's like, okay. So he calls her up and he's like, hey, how's it going? She's like, I'm fabulous. How are you? I'm like, I love how bitter lovers in Canada are still super polite to each other.
Yeah. She's like, well, I cried for 4 weeks, sobbed, gained 30 pounds, joined Weight Watchers, and had sex with randos on Match.com, which destroyed my soul even further. Fabulous. How are you, eh? Like, that's what's said in one Canadian fabulous to an American rant.
Like, I'm fabulous. So he's like, so I'll be back on the 22nd. And she just goes, oh, I was just getting used to life without you here.
He goes, would you possibly want to get together? And she goes, nope.
Like a full-on, nope, that's a ridiculous idea. She was a full Shannon Bedore, nope.
Full-on Bedore, nope. Yes.
Nope.
And he's like, well, rejection sucks, eh? But I broke up with her, so I guess I had that one coming. Ha!
Yeah, and that was it. That was the end of that. I was like, oh, okay, well, glad we waited like 3 episodes for that moment. But it was pretty hilarious.
Kate has decided to help out EJ, who's been bullied. And the way she's going to help him is to get Nico laid. So she changes everybody's room assignment so that Nico and Bree are in the same room.
Yeah.
Now, you're lucky that there is not a central human resources on this, because I don't think this is very modern.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, here's an employee you can fuck. Have fun with that.
There seem to be a few human resources infractions on this episode, if you ask me.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Yeah. Which is why it's so terrifying, but also entertaining, jobs on a boat. It's like, who are you going to tell? You know, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So she thinks that basically if Nico gets laid, he's not going to be so annoying about EJ anymore. but I don't think that's going to happen. So
time will tell.
Yeah.
So they get to go party, and there's this big cabana swimming pool thing rented out for them. Yeah. And Matt just starts pounding those drinks, which I was really impressed that he didn't do anything like, want to come over here and ride my vanilla all the way to the bean? Like, whatever nasty shit he does when he gets drunk.
But, and Kate immediately just, like, separates herself from the group and gets in the hot tub. She's like, I'm kind of tired of looking at the ocean. Lottery Farm is perfect. Just a bunch of trees.
Trees. I want to hug them all. Which is more than I can say for this crew.
So EJ tells Nico, he's like, hey, Nico, what's up? The sun is shining. The day is bright. What a good day to become friends, huh? And Nico's like, God, fucking help save this guy. Fuck this guy.
I literally think that all EJ said was, hey, what are you drinking? And Nico's like, oh, I'm just having some water to hydrate before I start really drinking. And then he's like, oh, fucking help me with this fucking guy. Like,
fuck this guy, eh? He says A after everything in this episode, too. He's like, God damn it, eh? So Chef and Bruno, the chef is like, so Bruno's like, yes?
I'll be Bruno and you can be the chef.
Okay. He's like, hey, Bruno.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really great. Remember the other day when you helped me with those chocolate beurre croissants?
Whoa.
Yeah, so I was thinking, like, you and I should collaborate.
Whoa.
Like, I could make stuff, and then you could make stuff, and then we'll make stuff together.
Whoa.
He really did the whole time. Whoa.
It was because the chef was like, so you'd love this place, Bruno. They have this charcuterie platter, so it's like meats like prosciutto, and they roll it in front of you, and they just roll the prosciutto right in front of you. And he's like, oh, God, we couldn't even do that. Roll the prosciutto. Whoa.
So Nico's like, are you basically asking for a sous chef? And he's like, yeah, I thought he could be my sous chef. We're going to collaborate. And Nico's like, okay, you have a sous till 4 every day.
And EJ's just in the background.
EJ's just like, hello.
I think that's Michael. Hey. So then EJ and Baker go to the gift shop. Baker's like, oh, I see so much animal print, which is my favorite thing. Yeah.
Like, no one's surprised.
Yeah.
You know, she's like hit an armadillo in her RV and like turned that into like a top.
Little guy hit him on Route 66. Looks like he got 86 on Route 66. See what I did there? Numerology. Anyway, he's my hat now.
If you're going to eat it, you got to use every part. My rat? Wow!
These shoes are made from porcupine quill.
These shoes are made for walking. Whoa, ouch! No, they're not. My bad.
Whoops. Turns out this would be a better back scratcher. Feels good, porcupine quill.
Oh, gosh. So, EJ... What does he say? He's like, Baker. I feel the most friendly with you, you know? And she's like, yeah! You handle it very well. You handle Nico very well. You handle it very well. Like, every time she speaks, I just write all the letters together because there's never a space.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, Nico seems to have some lingering shit going on. And she's like, don't worry. Just know it. I like you. And he's like, holy smokes. There could potentially be something there. And then he nods like a dad, like,
Meanwhile, in the corner, there's a rooster running away from Jen. It's like, everyone runs away from me, even roosters.
This was so good. EJ's like,
she's like, come here, come on, come here, come on.
And EJ's like, what are you doing? She's like,
shut up. Don't let him scare you. He scares me too. Come on, dude. Fucking roosters, I'm leaving.
I can't get any sort of cock around here.
I just came on myself just for you, rooster, and you're still running away.
Meanwhile, Matt is fully drunk at the pool. You know, this is like what, after his umpteenth time of slowing down, and he's like, "Yeah, man, Nico, like, fucking ex, I hate her. You know, she's like the worst." I'm realizing, hey, did you see me do backflips over there? It was great, man. I did some great backflips. Oh, I hate my ex. I think I'm gonna call her.
And then Nico, of course, is like, "Fuck that, man. Why do you think I hang with Brianna, man? Eh?" He's like, the chef is sad, and his mood affects his food, which affects our tips. So just dump her, cheat on her, you know?
Hey, look at EJ over there. He's sitting on a chair. God, so annoying. He sits on chairs.
So nighttime, and they're back. I really love that they showed Kate walking to her room going, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah, she's like... Bruno just runs by and hands her the tired mantle. She's like,
okay, thank you. I'm tired. You're it.
Bruno, I finally understand you. I tired too.
Oh!
That was a lot of confused. So so Nico and Bri go on the deck, and she's like, hold on, let me bring my ukulele. Bloop, 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 bloop. So they're out on like the sun deck, but it's nighttime.
He's like, whoa, it's for Elise. It's like, no. It's one chord.
Whoa, is that a heart monitor? No, it's just Bree playing the ukulele.
And she's like, fuck this. And she jumps on him, and they kind of make out and stuff instead.
Yeah, and then Baker and EJ are also hanging out. And both couples are talking about each other. Like, whoa, looks like Bree and Nico are getting together. Brico!
Brico!
Also, of course, Nico and Bri are like on the front of the boat, looking over the waters. They travel the seas. One plays a chord on a ukulele before giving a hand job to the other. These other two, he's sitting on a stool and she's lying on the ground behind like the hot tub heater. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they were by like a sump pump or something. If Brianna and Nico or Brico, what are EJ and Baker? Are they like BJ? EJaker?
Baker?
Eker?
Edge Bake. Edger. Edger.
Edger?
I like Edger because that infers someone who never quite climaxes. You know, because when you edge, he's an Edger. Eker. Eker. I like Eker.
Well, we just barely eked that one, Adam.
Well, Brico and Eker. So anyway,
so
yes,
Nico,
gripping.
Nico's like, I know what I'm doing right now, and I don't care, man. And so Baker's like,
technically, you're my boss, right?
He's like, technically. So they don't do anything. I don't know what show they think they're on.
Also, way to kill the mood, Baker.
So before we, like, you know, get frisky, I just want to remind you that you're my boss and, you know, I work for you. And if this goes sour, it's going to probably be a whole fiasco for human resources at Bravo, right?
He's like, ooh, beans cool. Ooh. So the chef is in his bedroom stretching or whatever. And then he's like, oh, Matthew. Which I like that even when he's single and alone, he can still mother himself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh gosh, Matthew, come on now.
So then the next morning we get what's becoming a familiar trope for the season. We hear the itch music, and then it cuts to Matt goes itch It's a sad hungover Canadian, everyone.
Oh, Matthew. So Brianna's like, I have never been that girl. He has a girlfriend. I am not the bad guy. I am single. He makes his own decisions. I was like, okay, thanks, Siri. Thanks for giving us your opinion online.
Yeah. So,
Siri-ho.
Yeah. Glad she continues to refuse to show any emotion in any scenario whatsoever.
Yes, and I'm glad that you've made that statement public. so that when Nico cheats on your ass next time, you have no bitch to throw a brick through their windshield. That was a terrible sentence, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what? You got through it. You got to the end. Sometimes you just have to say a sentence and make it sound like it was a great put down, even though it means nothing. It's the quad school of of witticisms.
I'm celebrating the return of Married in Medicine. Sometimes you gotta have
a brick through a window for that macaroni and cheese to come flying on the pig. I'm not sure if I understand any of that.
Sometimes it rains, it pours. Gotta snipe, gotta snipe.
Like, wait, what?
Sometimes a flagstone ain't nothing more than a Starbucks cup. What?
Sometimes there's lotion in the ocean and motion in the sky. Like, okay, Quad.
Yeah.
Married to Medicine, coming back next week, everybody. Tune in.
Without Lisa Nicole, thank God. I feel like it's going to be much better without her. So so now out on somewhere on the boat, on a deck somewhere, Baker goes and, well, I'll let you do it because you're really good at Baker. I'll let you handle
this. I was just going to check my messages while you were doing that intro. Okay. So she's like,
yo, hey, EJ, hey, I want to go maybe have some dinner with me later. Let's fire it up, hello.
He's like, whoa.
I love her.
Let's fire it up, hello.
What?
I'll put on my best Chester the Cheetos ensemble, and then we're going to hit it on the beach and have some of those Cheetos I was just talking about. Two steps forward, one step back. And I'm MC's cat. I'm all the cats.
Tiki Torch, Surfing City. Whoa, holla, fire it up.
He's just like,
yo, Kia Taco Bell.
Sorry.
Fiesta. Yeah.
No, he's like, well, you know, normally I'm the one asking people out.
But it's kind of a turn on, not gonna lie to you.
So EJ comes over to the guys, the deck guys who are hanging out, and he's like, hey, how you dirty dogs doing, nerdly snurdly? You won't believe what just happened to me. Baker asked me out on a date for later. And you can't tell if he's mocking Baker for asking him out or if he's really excited because he's always talking a dad voice.
Yeah.
And Nico's like, yeah, he needs to get laid. Baker's a freak. She'll stomp that yard. Hey.
Hey. God damn, how annoying he is. He walking on both his legs. So meanwhile, Kate's like, all right. So we're going to have a little bit of a drill this way because it doesn't seem like Jen responds to anything. So at least I'm going to try this way to shame her. We're going to do turn down service. Whoever, I'm going to time you girls, and whoever does it fastest will get to have 2-hour breaks on the next charter, and whoever's slowest gets a 1-hour break.
Jen goes,
you have to participate too, Kate.
And she goes, I've participated for years, okay? And she goes, when I can stop explaining your job to you, you can start questioning me. And she's eating, like, she's throwing fried calamari into her mouth at the same time. And it's, I don't know why it made me laugh.
Because she's like, I would rather risk the chance of poisoning myself with rancid calamari than deal with Jen 1 second longer. So then Jen's
she's
like,
also looking directly into the camera. She's like, yes, you did see me just catch a tiny little calamari in my mouth. You sure
she did.
She did
look at the camera. I noticed that. She's like, see what I did there? A calamari, and I know it's from craft services and not from the galley. So Jen of course has such a whiny complaint. She's like, usually managers have people do team building activities, but not Kate. I'm like, yeah, good luck on a ropes course, Jen. Okay, like, you're gonna be the first one to like hang yourself by accident. Oopsies, I fell off. She's swinging from the gallows. Like, how did she even get into a noose?
That is the girl who never catches anybody in a trust fall. You know, yeah. She doesn't.
She'll be like, well, you look heavy. So, like, I have a daughter. I can't die. Sorry.
So this is a great moment because now Kate is setting them up for their, like, non-amazing race. And she's explaining the rules. She's like, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to be turning down the bed. And then...
Can I interject?
Remember what I said about interjecting? That's a no. So Jen's like, okay, I'll just be a robot. Robot or respectful, whichever one you want to call it.
She's like, respect? What do you know about that?
She's like, well, lately I've been missing it. That's what I know. And Bree's like, God damn, if you give Kate respect, she is cool. And if you don't, your life is a living hell. Make a left in 2 blocks. In 600 feet, you will be at your destination. You have arrived at 333. You're a stupid bitch. Make the bed. This is not throwing you to the wolves. It is your job.com.
In 0.5 mile, merge onto I-90 going west and turn down the bed.
You know, Jen would even argue with the fucking directions machine in the car. She'd be like, you turn. Why don't you turn, huh?
It's oh, like damn I'm it, I went the wrong drive. Way. Normally, phones will give you team building exercises. This one just wants to bring me down.
Okay, I guess I'll just be a robot and just listen to whatever directions you give me.
Oh my god.
I just I just admire how Kate is so quick with a comeback, because I wouldn't be able to. But, you know, Jen saying that she's like, might as well be a robot, and Kate saying, well, a robot of respect, whatever you want to call it. Respectful. Like, oh my
guess
god.
Guess what robots are? They're order following machines. So that would be nice, actually. That would be an improvement.
So then the race begins, and immediately Jen is like, you know, painting a wall or something. I'm like, Jen, you shouldn't be painting a wall. You should be turning down the bed. Oh, look, Bree turned on a light by the nightstand. And Jen's like, I can't find the chocolates or the oranges. And Kit's like, that wasn't part of the task. Maybe you should just focus on turning on the light stand. It's right by your hand. You could just very easily turn it on. No, you're not. Okay, your hand's back there. You can. No, you're still not turning it on. Okay.
Jen is like doing the stop, drop, and roll.
Like, what are you doing? Get up.
Hey, it's fire drill.
Nope. No, it's not a fire drill. No, please get up and make the bed.
Now you're doing jumping jacks. Okay, no. Oh, are you playing hangman again? Okay. Is that allusion to the ropes course? It's a totally different thing. The ropes course, Jen. Okay, no.
So she's like, Bree is done in 1:30, and Jen is still fucking going. And Jen goes,
I don't prefer foul language.
And Kate's like, oh, foul language. She's like, yeah, because, you know, civil rights. And Kate's like, oh, civil rights. Okay. I'd love to see how you tie this into it. And by tie it into it, I mean finish your turndown service.
You know so little about civil rights, I wouldn't ask you to get M-I-L-K. Okay?
So then Jen starts to get really obnoxious, and she's like, okay, Kate, is this good enough for you? Look at me. I'm folding it just right. Is that good enough for you? And Kate just gives her, like, ultimate resting bitch face. Like,
Doubtful.
And she goes, oh, that's fine. Then I guess I'm going to work longer than both of you today, then.
Oh, yeah, that's when Kate goes,
doubtful. Brianna, you get 2-hour breaks now. Jen, you get
And Kate goes,
What worries me about this is it seems that Jen actually believes she's doing all the work.
Yeah. Meanwhile, out in the galley, Captain Lee has finally opened up his cereal box after a week's worth of tampering with it.
Notice it's a different one. He's like, wow, Apple Jacks, I'll tell you what. These gave me a lot less trouble than those goddamn Cheerios.
You know what I'd call this crew? A bunch of Apple Jack-offs. That's what I call them. They're green, like this Apple Jacks box.
Hey, you guys are a bunch of Apple Slacks. That's what you are.
So the chef and Nico lunch. Chef is like, they're walking off to have lunch off the ship together.
Bar.
Yeah, the chef's like... They go, yeah, Canada in the house, because they're both, I guess, Canadian. And he goes, well, Nico's not Canadian, is he? Why do they say Canada in the house? I guess he's like, well, yeah, EJ's Canadian and I'm Canadian. Canada in the house. And then the chef goes, yeah, I hear EJ. And I'm like, do I sound like you? God. I love this bitchy chef coming out to play. Where have you been?
I know. It's nice.
So then Nico does his thing where he's like, my girlfriend's being so insecure. But you know what? I'm stressed because of my brother. And I'm like, that is so sad. But please, sir, do not mix the two things, okay? You're also stressed because you're cheating and you're not texting her back. You are making her crazy. Stop using that as an excuse. That's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, because he's like, yeah, I probably owe it to her to tell her. And even the chef is like, yeah, you probably do.
And then the chef is like, well, as long as we're going to make it sound like we're the heroes.
Yeah.
In our victimizing stories. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know. People at home don't understand what we do. Chefs have a reputation of drinking, always. Nico's like, yeah, tell me about it. He's like, yeah. And I do the same thing almost every night. It's rough, you know? And then I met this beautiful girl, and she just didn't get it.
Yeah,
she just didn't get your alcoholism.
Yeah,
like what the hell?
She just didn't get that I love to get shit faced and sloppy and then lick her balloon knot. She just didn't get it, man. That's just what being a chef is.
Oh, men excusing their shitty actions.
So speaking of, you know, like it wasn't just the men excusing their shitty actions. Then you have Jen who's sitting somewhere being like, that's her. She cries in my mind. And Bruto's like, oh, Jen, you look tired. What's wrong? I comfort.
We got an email that was very kindly worded. It wasn't bitchy at all, but they were like, guys, I cringe when you do your Bruno, because it's just so, it's like you make him sound Mexican, you make him sound like he doesn't even know English. And I wrote back, okay, we'll make an effort to do less ignorant sounding Brunos. I'm sorry, but I know my accent sucks, but Bruno does sometimes like, what? Here's what you need, work about think. And that's not a quote, but it's just Bruno's so silly. It's not racism.
Yeah.
It's embracing Bruno's silliness. He does, okay?
And he does speak sort of in broken English, so that's not like, that's not, we're just mimicking him speaking
it's
broken English.
It's 2 weeks in a and row honestly, that I've tried, and if you've noticed that I have made no improvement, that's why I'm bringing it up. I literally did try, but I'm done trying, because I don't think it's that bad.
And I actually am actively not... I'm actively trying to do a Portuguese accent. Like, I'm, you know, Portuguese accents are like, bow.
Yours actually does sound like
you just have to, like, always sound like
I just bring
bow.
A Deco. Yeah, I bring a Deco.
Yeah, yours is just Deco. It's not.
Mine is Deco's Mexican accent, which is basically what I learned from living in El Paso for a million years. It's not real. All my accents suck, okay?
I think it would be more offensive if we were if we were making Bruno sound like, I want to take a nap. Let's go take a nap now, brother. It'd be like, well, now that is a blatantly obvious, like, Mexican, like, stereotypical Mexican accent, and it makes no sense. But, like, I really am trying to be like, oh, I'm tired. You know, because that to me is more of a Portuguese accent.
You have 50% of this show making an effort. I can't. Sorry. I tried. It's over. I'm just announcing that my effort time is over now.
So Jen is sad.
It lets Jen open up the floodgates, which, of course, you never do to a Jen. We've all got a Jen in our life. You never say, what is wrong? Okay?
Never,
that's like
ever,
the most
ever.
Dangerous
give
words
her,
you say to a Jen.
Yeah, give her, like, some grapes and then just move on. And she's
it's like,
it's
one thing to work yourself up a ladder, and it's another thing to cut an hour off my break, taking time away from my daughter, because I work the hardest. I work harder than anybody else, making a mockery of me. I'm going to fucking unleash on you, you stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, Kate talks to me like I'm a peon. I'm like, you are her peon. She's your boss, and you're her peon. That's how it goes. And then she's like, yeah, Kate, she's taking away time away from me, from my daughter. I'm like, you're the one who chose to go on a yacht, okay? If you didn't want to be around away from your daughter, work at Starbucks, okay?
Yeah,
like,
it's called child library. Abandonment, Jen. Okay?
Yeah.
Child abandonment. Look it up.
Yeah.
She's
I love my daughter to go after my dreams
of making bed. Jen, you need to get some better dreams.
It's called get a canoe, okay, if you want to be on the water. So Bruno is like, you know what? Even Bruno is like, you know what? You just have to work harder. He goes,
he's like,
don't
guess
show
what
those...
you need to think about? Work.
Yeah, he goes, don't show those tears to her because she'll be the wiener here. You are the wiener here. I'm like, he keeps saying wiener.
I know. And also he told her flat out, even though it was a mistake because of his accent, but I love what he said. You're the wiener here.
You are the wiener.
Because she is the wiener here. So Bree joins. She's like, may I interrupt? And so Bruno walks off. She's like, you do not have to leave. You may come back. And he's like, no, thank you. So she sits
like,
down.
I'm tired. Can't make me tired.
Yeah. He's like, tired now. Also
oh, by
hurt.
The way, Bruno got engaged this week. So congratulations, Bruno.
Congrats, Bruno. You know it's real love when you can get engaged and your new fiance doesn't get mad that you're posing on Instagrams with a boner showing through your underwear.
Yeah.
So nice job, Bruno, and hot boner. Thanks
they,
for that.
I hear their wedding shirts are optional.
God, you see, this is why really worked out people can't have fat friends. Like I cannot always... be at that wedding. They'll be like, no.
I tried to put on tuxedo, but I got tired. So I just didn't jockstrap. Poor Bruno, he's really been trying to like also he's really trying to extend his cheesecake ball moment because he was like all weekend long because you know I follow him on well our Instagram follows him too on IG, and like all weekend long it's like, coming soon guys, cheesecake ball video, Chef Bruno shows you how to make cheesecake ball, I make ball, coming soon guys. I'm like, okay Bruno, let's just relax, you made cheesecake balls.
He's like, hashtag chef, hashtag cook.
So Rihanna's like, she can't handle the truth. I'm like, do you know how boring that movie would have been with Rihanna in the Jack Nicholson role? What did I do? You cannot handle the truth, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, because Brie basically is like, listen, I hate to break it to you, but you've been late on every single shift. And Jen's like, I just wanted to vent. I got you a friendship bracelet. And she just storms off. Where's that?
Yeah, you got her a friendship bracelet because Kate made you, you idiot.
Yeah.
So Brihanna calls Kate. She's like, Kate, Brie. It's like, Jesus. It's like, you sound like the saddest fire alarm I've ever heard.
So yeah, she basically bitches with
that Janet. Was a monster sound that just came out of you.
Really?
You went, woo! Yeah, oh, like one of those robotic Skype sounds just came roaring out of you.
Because Skype was like, do not make fun of my sister. So meanwhile, Baker and EJ go on their date, and you could tell he puts his foot in his mouth a lot on dates, because he starts talking about like whether he likes Baker or not. He's like, well, I'll never know if I'm into Baker unless I'm in her. I'm like, whoa, ew. EJ.
So gross.
Like, in her mind, I mean.
And then Baker's like, well, am I actively searching for your boyfriend, Amber? If it shows up, whoa, Nelly, watch out.
She's like, EJ's a stud muffin. And like, cut to him like juggling gobstoppers or something. Check this out, Baker.
He's a sad muffin, yeah.
Suddenly she just has like a big electric guitar, like, where's that muffin?
These two are perfect for each other. She's like,
what's you gonna wet your whistle tonight with, huh, stud muffin? And he's like, that's the jam.
It's like, oh my god, you
avoid the noid, am I right?
So the chef and Bruno, let's see, Bruno is like, oh, they're talking about
Brie and Nico kissing.
They're talking about Brie and Nico kissing, and then they're talking about Baker and EJ's date too. And then when they get to Baker, the chef's like, funny match those two, eh? And Bruno's like, there's like some sexual tension over there. They wanna bang. He starts laughing. He's so cute. He's like a little boy with a lot of muscles.
Yeah, he is. I feel like he seems really sweet. So then Jen is now finally FaceTiming with her daughter. And the daughter is like, I have to take a test tomorrow. And then Jen's like, what's the test on? And the daughter's like, I don't know. And Jen goes, well, don't stress out about it. I'm like, yeah, actually, you should stress out about it. You have a test tomorrow. You have to find out what it's about. Like, you can't just, like, that's not how it works, Jen. This is why you are who you are. If you have a test coming up, prepare. Prepare for the test. Yeah. That's what tests are for.
Well, I was proud of Jen for not just being like,
a test? I had a test today. Kate was mean to me. It was totally unfair, and I did more work than anybody else. I should have won that test.
Instead, she's like,
do you want me to draw you a funny picture? Because I can draw a funny picture and send it.
Her kid's like, I guess. How about you come home so I can stop supporting myself on the fucking fruit roll-ups you left in the back of the pantry, Mom?
I'm just trying to vent, daughter.
So let's see, EJ and Baker.
We got a little steak juice up in the club.
And EJ, we be doing it big time, girl.
And she's like, I'm homegirls with everybody. But maybe EJ can be like my ally. Yeah.
So they get back and EJ's like, it's a gray zone. Do I hug her? Do I kiss her? A real gentleman knows how to court a lady. And when I do, she won't be able to resist. No kiss.
You know, because they just awkwardly walk into separate rooms, Downton Abbey style.
Cut to Nico and Brianna fucking on camera.
So it was the next morning. It's time for the charter meeting. So it's Chef, Kate, EJ and Nico too. I thought, I was like, oh, that's a little curious, right? Because Nico's not the bosun, but whatever. So they're there, and then we find out who the primary is. His name is Robbie Lotus. He's big, fat, and old. But guess what? His fiance is young, hot, and pretty.
Well, she's young and worked out. You know, I don't think... I know that that's basically where we're at in the world. It's like, you work out, you're hot. You can wear jeans made out of spandex and a crop top that see-through every time. Yeah. But come on now.
Yeah. So there, everyone's like, whoa, because they look at the main guy, and then they look at her, and they're like, oh. And Kate just goes, I can just tell that these are not my kind of people.
You could just tell this girl has the ugly insides.
Oh,
you could just tell right away. And EJ goes, whoa, they're like two different species. And Kate goes, gross. And EJ's like, she's hot. And the captain goes, what did you say? She's a lady, and I cannot wait to treat her with respect. He's like, that's better.
I can't wait to get in her, all the way in her insides. I want to stick myself in her mind, and get to know what she wants on this crew. From this
Kate reads her reference sheet, and she's like,
no champagne, no coffee, no tea.
And the captain goes, well, she does like martinis.
She doesn't like calories, like, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. So Kate's like, I've seen it before. May-December relationships. I can already tell these are not my people.
Yeah.
So well, hey, also, they want a pajama party.
Ugh! Hot girls always want a pajama party.
If I ever rent out a yacht, I don't want to have a stupid party. Like, I don't want a pajama party. I don't want, like, if I rent out a yacht, I'm there to, like, lie out, drink. Maybe I'll get in the water, but I'm not sure I'll even do that. I'm there just to drink, lie out, eat food, and then at night continue to drink, maybe play Settlers of Catan, and if, you know, failing that, just continue to drink and hang out and have a good time.
Which is why you're perfect for an apartment and not a yacht.
But like, why would I want like
I would be like, why would I go onto a yacht? Domino's does not take pizza to a yacht. What the fuck am I gonna do on
you know what? I would do a karaoke party. I would do karaoke. But the thing is this, I don't want like, I don't feel the need to like go into like a small room in a yacht without have streamers up. I feel like that's just not what I need out of life.
Not necessary.
But then again, I guess if you get really drunk, it's fun. I mean, but if it was karaoke, I would do karaoke on a yacht.
Oh my god, I snorted. I don't even know why. That wasn't even like a hard laugh. It was just an intake of breath.
Well, it's a
I
good...
I think that means I might need the hospital soon.
Well, that's a good transition to the next scene. Nico is just like sitting in the crew mess. He's just like, And then he's texting with Melissa, his girlfriend, and he just goes, the text reads, I can't do this anymore, Melissa. I met someone on board who's giving me what I need right now. I was like, damn. That was cold. Over text? Not only was it like, I can't do this anymore, it's like, I can't do this and I found someone better. Bye.
Yeah, he's like, when you've learned the chord to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, give me a call. Until then, done with you. Got a BJ last night. Thanks. Bye.
Maybe if you could work on your Don Ho game or even your Hoku game, then we can talk.
Your Don Ho game. I've been working on my Ho game. Now it's time for you to work on your Ho game.
Oh, so she was like, you know, this girl, she probably was like devastated. She's like, I was with you through your really hard times. And she's like, I can't believe this is happening. But okay, I guess I'll give you your space if that's what you need. He's like, yeah, block, delete. This new phone.
Poor girl. You know, and I always tell my girlfriends this. That was a breakup. Okay. That was a very, it's almost like he wrote that text so it would be entered into evidence as a written formal declaration of breakup. Don't say, okay, I'll give you some space, I guess.
It's like, no, it's over, and have some dignity and walk away.
Yeah.
And to be fair, even though it was cold, at least it was like a clean break. It was like, nope. And I actually, I do really respect Nico for breaking up with her because he basically did cheat. And that's how you cheat. That's how you cheat.
After you cheat.
Well, but they had like, but that's what you're supposed to, that's what you should do. Say, you know what? I'm vibing with someone else right now. It's over. Like if he had prolonged it and if it had been a whole season of like, oh my God, I'm cheating on her. What do I do? Like, how do I say it? And it's like, okay, you know what? You got to get it together. But he was like, okay, I slept with Bree. So yeah. You can call it off, Melissa.
Yeah.
It just was, like, really cold. It was, like, really, like, the guillotine really just, like, came right down out of nowhere.
It sure did.
She bent down to tie her shoe, and her head fell off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just give you some space. Text me.
It's like, no, honey. Okay, so let's see here.
About what? What about, like, the 35 unanswered texts does not indicate that you have not, that he's already given you your space.
Like, I know, poor thing. Hut him. So let's see. Nika dumps via text. Arrivals. Okay, so this is the beginning of the end. The arrivals. This girl comes walking down the... And also, I wanted to say that earlier I was not calling her ugly. I was... Wait, who am I calling? Lindsay, I'm sorry if I called you. I pressed talk on my phone somehow.
Your friend, like, Lindsay, is just yours. Now, I wasn't calling you ugly, but... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I know. No kidding. I think that was an answer, too. Yikes. So, I wasn't calling her ugly. I was just saying, this girl's like, you can wear skin tight pants and like a crop top, but you ugly on the inside, girl, and you cannot get that fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but you would never make that much effort to do so. So you see, now this lady's calling me back. God damn it. This is my neighbor,
Linda,
who just, I gave her my number a long time ago, and now she just like calls randomly when she's drunk. Okay. So she's coming down the dock. She's like,
can't be flaky as AF, right?
Yeah, she's afraid she has dandruff. She's like,
Pretty sure I got sunburned AF, right?
Aren't I hilarious? I'm like Meg Ryan in Top Gun right now. Like, take me now or lose me forever. Whatever, I'm going to sit on the piano and you can play it.
Whatever, Top Gun, that's old. Gross!
Ew, I hate geeses. I like a duck.
Thanks for and the by champagne.
Dick, I mean dick. Get it, guys? I'm hilarious. I'm hilarious. Gay guys love me.
Everyone's already rolling their eyes. The captain's like, welcome. Kate will show you to your hoarders. Okay? Kate, show them around.
Don't I look sort of like Jordana Brewster with blonde hair?
It's so bright.
She's like, well, there's an elliptical machine. So you can continue running and still getting nowhere.
Uh-huh. Nah, I'm not happy with that.
It like burns like one calorie.
And then she starts the...
Let's get this party started. Crank it up.
And everyone's just like, come on, drink, everyone. Drink. Come on, drink. Might as well have another one right now. Come on.
Kate's like, I have no problem with bimbos marrying old rich men. But if you're going to be an old rich man and buy yourself a bimbo, pick a quiet one.
And she's like, love you, babe. Cheers to us. This like disgusting old guy. He's like, yeah. He's like, not even orange. He's like pink orange. He's salmon colored. His fake tan went awry because he got like sunburned on top of his fake tan.
Yeah, he's like Lox.
Yeah. And so the guests, like, want everything all at once.
Party, naughty, yachty, swimsuits with my luggage.
It's basically just Gretchen at her worst. Yeah, doesn't this remind you of season one Gretchen, like Gretchen's first season?
No, because I like Gretchen's her first season. So to me, I don't know what she reminds me. She just reminds me of so many awful people I've encountered here in Los Angeles. And, you know, she just wants, they want everything all at once. They want margaritas. They want to swim. They want to get their bikinis, but the luggage isn't downstairs yet. And the luggage isn't downstairs yet because they're leaving the port. It's like, she's like, I'm just being mad. I want my swimsuit, but like the luggage is up here. Like, when is it? Can I get a frozen skinny margarita? Please. Ugh, this margarita is disgusting.
And she asked for a skinny strawberry margarita, I believe, which is already like a ton of sugar, you idiot.
Yeah.
And then she's like,
man, a luggage. I'm honestly pissed. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then even the guy is like trying to be too picky. He's like, I don't like my regular margarita. It's got too much orange juice. I was like, oh, God. Yeah. God, please, just make them crash into something.
Exactly. So then finally Kate just enters the galley where Matt is, you know, cooking up some sort of meatloaf probably, and she's like, hey Matt, it may be too soon to tell, but I'm getting the feeling that I hate these people.
And then it cuts to her going,
I just want everyone in swimsuits. Hell yeah, OMG, I hate this. What the fuck? I hate that.
Oh, it makes me excited because there's once every season of Below Deck, there's always some awful charter. And you have to wait, like, I've been waiting for them. You know, everyone's been relatively pretty nice so far this season. Finally, the assholes have arrived.
Yep, and she's in skin-tight denim.
Yes, sirree. So that's it for Below Deck. Why don't we wrap up this week with some Croppin's Mailbag. Croppin's Mailbag is... where you get a chance to ask us questions. We'll read them on the air. Just go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and support us at the mailbag level or above.
There you go. Do her up, man.
So first question is from our sweet little Michael Horn, who says, since the Dallas and New York housewives both went to Mexico this year, what do you think it would have been like if they had all gone at the same time together? Oh, man. I don't know if
my housewives in New York.
Wow.
New York and Orange County going together?
No, New York and Dallas, since they both went to Mexico on their seasons.
Oh, New York and Dallas. Oh, my God. Okay.
Like, what is that, a dildo? Seriously, give it to me. I'll use it. I'll take it. Like, seriously? Like, it's better than a man. It's like a big, it's a BBC that's not going to, like, film me with all their stupid information about their lives or their stupid mansplaining. It's not going to stalk me, right? Right? Like, I can just sucker this on the table and it'll just stay on the table, right? I'm in. Give it to me.
Now, listen here, you mimicker. I want you to bow at me with that BBC because let me tell you something. I like dildo. You like dildo. Everyone likes dildo. Dildos are for everyone, and dildos will make you happy. Dildo 2020. That's what I say. My new president, dildo.
Hey, Paco, or whatever your name is, okay? I need 3 different vaseos, glasses, okay? One without ice, one with some lemons, and then I need one so that it can look empty, and I suck on my straw, and then tell some cute little Pancho Villa type, like, could you please give me some water? Because I'm thirsty, okay?
It's so funny that you are ordering those in front of me and not offering one to me because dumb blondes get one glass, smart blondes get every glass.
I just wanted to tell you when you came to stay, you went into my room and then you made a bubble bath. And the bubbles were all over the floor. Fuck you, you ungrateful asshole. Why can't we just be friends?
Well, you know what I gotta say about that right now, Dorinda? You know what I gotta say? You gotta clean up those bubble baths. Because even though it wasn't your bubble bath, you gotta do that. Okay, you're not gonna get anywhere in life if you're complaining about other people's bubble bath. What you gotta do is you gotta get in there, you gotta clean up with the towel, and then you gotta quit complaining, okay? That's the only way you're gonna get in life. You think I'm gonna hand over my business to you? You think my mother's gonna hand over my business to you, Dorinda? If you're just complaining about bubble bath? No, sirree. I'm gonna poke out your eyes and roll them around in a ball.
The end.
Yeah, my brain was about to explode. I was like, that's too many opportunities, too many like things. I can't process all the voices.
That's
and the
a lot emotions. Of screaming ladies in one trip.
That would have been amazing. It would have been I can't even imagine Bethany and Leanne in the same space. Like, I don't think that even works. I think the world just explodes. I think it's like the universe collapses in on itself. It's just too much.
What else is in there, man?
Well, here's something from Daffy1227. Daffy1227 says, what is the difference of uptown and downtown in New York, and is there a midtown? I keep hearing about them on Roni and on Million Dollar Listing. Ronnie, which one did you live in?
Well, I lived all over. The first place I could afford was in Staten Island, okay? So I had to live there. I lived in St. George, which is all the way downtown and a ferry ride away. And then I lived in Queens, which is all the way uptown, way uptown. But what they're talking about on the show, and I lived in Brooklyn, which is all the way downtown. But they're different, you know, they're off the island. The main thing that's the difference is uptown is where they're talking about, like the Upper East Side and stuff, is rich and fancy and glitzy. Downtown is like artisty and Wall Street-y, you know, if you go really far down. And Midtown is like, you know, Madison Square Garden, yeah. And like a bunch of factory type places, and yeah, theater district, and it's more of like where the public goes,
yeah,
tourists,
yeah, exactly. Like uptown is also perhaps more family oriented, whereas downtown is like younger and hip. Obviously, there's families in both areas, and there are hip people in both areas too. And Midtown is people obviously live in Midtown, but that's like Broadway, Times Square, there's like the Bryant Square Park, you know, Empire State Building, Madison Square Garden, stuff like that. I feel like, again, I'm not an expert on this, but I feel like there's more like isn't Murray Hill sort of Midtown and Hell's Kitchen is Midtown, but they're off to the side, right? Am I right? Am I saying that Mario Lennox
Hill? Yeah, Midtown is like more of a dump, to be honest. But
it's not a dump. It's just it doesn't have as much character.
There's a lot of dump dump areas in Midtown, like the around 34th Street, Madison Square Garden, and the Fashion District of 42nd Street.
Oh yeah, 8th Avenue.
A lot of that's just gross. But then when you get to the bottom of it, there's Chelsea, which is like 23rd Street, right, and below.
So start there.
At 23rd, like 14th Street to 23rd Street on the west side.
Yeah, when it gets gay.
Yeah, then it gets real gay. Yeah, it gets gay and muscular. And then below that is like the Village, man, which is artists and really nice brownstones.
Well, the West Village, because then the East Village, the West regular Village, is like NYU. And the East Village used to be very hippie and artsy, and now that's like Lower East.
Too expensive.
So basically, yes, that's the difference. That's the difference. Here's one last question from Christine McAvoy, who says, I'm a mom to two young boys, and I usually have no clue what I'm doing other than trying not to raise asshole children. I could really use some parenting advice from Peggy and Alexis from Real Housewives. Oh, Peggy, from Peggy as in Peggy, and then Alexis from Real Housewives of Miami. Love you guys.
Doing what? Giving children advice?
Parenting advice to Christine. How to raise children.
Oh, well, you know. Well, you know, if your baby's name is Peter, or well, you know Peter, you know, sometimes he likes to make poo-poo, and he make poo-poo in his pants, and I tell him, oh, well, you know, Peter, it's okay because you're a baby. And then even when he's 7 years old and he'll make the poo-poo in his pants, I say, oh, my God, he just did that because he loves me, you know? That's how he shows me, mommy, I still need you, okay?
Oh, well, you know, Peter, he always makes, like, all sorts of, you know, he makes tantrums and stuff, and, like, when he was a little boy, you know, he'd kick taxis and punch homeless people, but I'm like, you know, he's an artist, and, like, I have to support that. So, oh, well, you know, Peter, that's just what he does. He's an artist. He just makes music through, you know, beating homeless people. That's all. You know, he had a hard time with Frankie, etc.
No bottle in house, Coco. No bottle in house.
Here's how you parent. Two rules. On Friday, husband beat you. It's a joke. On all day, no ball in house, Coco. No ball in house, ever.
You look at your baby and you tell him, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. And then you scratch part of your eye and you walk away. And behind you, baby screaming, what? What? What I do? And you leave.
Here's what you do. Little piece of advice. Changes the entire world for you. Life game changer. Black and white crib. Half crib white, half crib black. Done.
Done. It doesn't matter if your crib is black or white. The end.
It's a joke.
What if she was like good at Michael Jackson songs? Oh, Peggy.
Peggy. Okay, well, thank you everyone for Crappin's mailbag. And let's close it off. So we made it to the end of the week, Ronnie. We did it.
We did it, everybody.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll be back on Monday. Remember next week we are changing up our recording schedule a little bit. We are not going to be doing New Jersey on Thursday. We are saving that for our San Francisco show. So we'll do Below Deck for next Thursday, and we'll figure out what Friday is, if anything. So,
yeah.
But in the meantime, we'll be back on Monday, and we'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.